Town Act Department of Order on Wednesday, May 16th. The board are present. Media notified. And we don't have the Pledge of Allegiance on here.
Oh, I am so sorry. We do need to do the Pledge of Allegiance, though. Can we not do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Not on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of general fund of the 5482 to 5506.
So moved for approval.
And a second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the April 11th regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
And I'll second that. So motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the April 11th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And just for the record, I abstained because I wasn't there.
Wasn't there. And number seven, approval of the minutes of the May 2nd, 2018 regular town board meeting. That's when you were there.
Yeah.
But Chris wasn't.
But Chris wasn't.
Okay, I would move to approve those minutes as drafted.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the May 2nd minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
This is the mid-month unreconciled report, and nothing too much happening. We are starting to get more and more business in the transfer station. And the $2 lady is back. There's a little old lady who pays with $2 bills, and she's back. So other than that, nothing too much happening. In our regular account, we have $1,084,185.37. And in the ambulance account, $470,854.36.
I'll make a motion for approval.
I'll come back.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number nine, discussion, possible action, authorized bids for road construction projects.
Do we have?
There's a little write-up in there, Kevin.
Right up here that Pete had put together.
Okay.
And Pete can help us with that, because he's the one I got the info from.
Yeah, there were three roads that I think need the most attention right now. And it's North Squaw Lake Road, Florsheim Road, and Toto Town Drive.
Toto Town is pretty small, isn't it? It's not a fairly short road.
Yeah, it's got a mileage on here, 0.46 miles.
Yeah, and this is actually a section of the road, not the whole road.
In the package.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm not.
North Squaw is 0.39 miles, Florsheim 1.38 miles, and Toto Town 0.46 miles.
Right, and Toto Town isn't the whole road. There's this 0.46 that is down in a swamp. The road is basically level with the swamp, and it's just moved a lot. So the other ends of the road, which are each approximately a quarter mile, are fine. I don't know if it makes sense to just do a part of the road, but the other parts are fine. It's just this low spot, and it's bad.
I'll make a motion for approval to accept bids.
And I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to authorize a bid for the road construction projects for 2018. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Number 10, discussion, possible action, repair of front-end loader. Okay, we got everybody here. Pete, let's go through the loader one more time.
Okay. There's some of the frame structure on the loader has rusted through and cracked. And there's the big pins and bushings that it pivots on, oscillates. And there's two people I talked to. One was the Caterpillar dealer in Wausau. And their estimate was over $10,000.
Oh.
But three people recommended Scott Wick over in Eagle River. Minocqua, the town of Minocqua, they have them do work. And They recently did similar work on a tractor of theirs. Same with Gary from Gary's Truck Repair that does work for us, he recommended them also. And they came and looked at it, and he was estimating it would be about $4,500. Do the same work. You know, they've got big equipment that they fix every day, a lot shorter haul.
Yeah, doesn't have the 170-mile round trip.
Right. And I, that's what I would recommend they do it. And he said, if we take it down to Fabco, it's kind of, they'll get it, they'll look at it, and get a better idea what they gotta do, and they'll get it when they can get it. Scott said, when I come get it, it's when I'm ready to do it. And he says, it'll take 2 days and we'll bring it back. He said, it's not gonna be sitting here, I don't want it sitting here. And I've heard from people in the past that have worked on front of them, and that was the deal. They don't do it unless they're ready to do it, and they would get it back. And it's something we need. We can go without it for a couple of days, but it's gonna be when they're ready to do it, and we're gonna see what the weather's like. You know, if there's some big storm coming, and if something were to happen, Island City Dray has a loader right down here at the pit that they would loan or rent out to us if there were a storm and we had to push trees off or something. So that would be my recommendation.
We see it out there working all the time.
Mm-hmm. Especially when there's a big storm.
Yep. We approve the $4,500 bid.
And that's not even a bid.
Oh, it's not a bid?
If I said bid, I'm sorry, it's a quote. Because when they tear it apart, they may have to do a little more cutting and welding, or a little less. And there's some bushings that they may or may not even have to replace. They may be able to shim them and not have to rebush the whole thing. So, but this was kind of like the most what he thought it would be.
Okay. And I'd also like, and I'll second that, but I'd also like to make a statement of Pinnacle and Liquor, that family is quite a large landowner in this county, and they are business people in this county. So I think we need to recognize that also. So yeah, I would second that.
Motion been made and seconded to authorize the work to be done by Pitlick and Wick. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. For the record, I'd like to abstain. Pitlick and Wick is my employer, and I don't want there to be any unethical accusations made or conflicts of interest.
Got it.
Item number 11.
We saved you for last.
We saved you for last because
I noticed that.
The best of the whole show is for last.
Well,
discussion,
thank you.
Possible action hatchery contract. Mr. Wayne Wolf.
Well, thank you for letting us come here again. Our contract proposal for the town is that we're going to do $1,600,000 fry. I'll be putting lakes on the reservation. And we had the same count last year, except for Bolton. We added more fish in Bolton this year.
These are all walleye?
Huh? These are all walleye. And this is just, you know, a small sample of what we're doing. The guys that are up to, I think, around 26, 27 million right now. And walleye went really good this year. And we're also filling our ponds right now because we also do extended growth. And all these lakes will be getting extended growth walleye in the fall. Throughout the summer and the fall, as we get less and less feed for them because it gets pretty expensive to feed extended growth fish throughout the year. But we try to hit all our major lakes. We do it with fry, and then we do the extended growth throughout the summer and the fall. When we drain our ponds in the fall, then those are pretty nice walleyes that go in the chain.
Those are catchable.
Huh?
Those are catchable.
Those are nice fish.
How big are they?
Well, we get at the end, you can have walleyes that big that go back.
By the end of the summer?
In the summer out of our ponds. So their survival rate is really good.
How big are these little fry that you're dumping?
They're just hatched, and then that's why we get millions of them.
Whoa!
And things are looking good so far this spring. You know, no bad weather so far, knock on wood, and no storms, knock out power. So the ponds, everything is looking really good this year. So
how's your truck doing?
Huh?
How's the truck doing?
I haven't talked to Butch about that at all. I know they're working on them right now. They were going to do trout again.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't had a chance to talk to Butch about that part of it. We've just been setting up the spring stuff. But I could let sure let you know what's going on there.
I gotta take somebody over there trout fishing, you know. Yeah.
That's the greatest grandpa, grandma place in the whole world, take them kids trout fishing.
Lake Easy.
That's my son, not my grandkid.
Huh? Boy, I tried, you started late life.
Yeah, late start.
As I said, a couple of times, other people have said that to him. Tricks.
Yep.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
I used to babysit Matt.
Yeah, look how I turned out.
He turned out to be a good boy. But if you have any questions, or audience, if they have any questions, I would try to answer them for you.
Nope, I don't.
I don't know much about fishing, but have I heard talk that there's something about walleye counts are down because bass counts are up or something? Or is that a different kind of fish?
No, that could be specific lakes. There's lakes that...
I don't fish in it.
Yeah, it goes from, it can be vary from lake to lake on how we, like in the fall, we do electroshocking. And it gives you estimate how many young a year made it through the summer, you know, some stocking and just regular natural spawning. We electroshock the lakes and it gives us, you go along the shoreline and every so far you stop, you shock and you fish and do your young of the year counts, and that gives you kind of an idea what's going on there. The real healthy lakes with large populations, you cut stocking back on those and add stocking the lakes that might be down a little bit for whatever reason, but this was really a strange winter. I mean, we had reports of fish kills in certain lakes just because the ice hung on so long. And all the plant life dies and stuff, and the fish have no oxygen. But this has just been a really strange year, but as far as spawning goes, we've had an exceptionally good year. So that's good.
So the health of the actual lakes, like the chain and stuff, the walleye are still naturally reproducing?
Oh yeah, we have, matter of fact, our walleyes are some of the best in the country. We have people I had a guy call me from Iowa today, wanted to know if we had any walleye. Our walleyes are in Texas, Pennsylvania, Montana. We've shipped walleyes all over the United States. As a matter of fact, when we first started this with our fry, this is on fry only, and we can only allow to market surplus fish. And we used to air freight fish all over the United States. And matter of fact, we supplied a good portion of Minnesota's fish, and believe it or not, from middle Minnesota on up, we supplied a lot of their walleyes. And so that's why they're getting some decent fish
that's
over there.
That's why those fish taste so good over there.
not in their northern muddy lakes.
No.
They still love ours the best.
All right, well, we've got a contract for $1.6 million walleye fry for $16,000.
And that's budgeted.
And it's budgeted.
I'll make a motion for approval. I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the hatchery contract for 2018. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:15.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
And once again, Matt, we'd like to thank Tom Ward and the town for help with the hatchery operation. It means a lot.
This is money well spent.
Best chain in the north, you know, as far as our lakes and the quality of our waters.
Bite a little easier?
Huh?
Can you get them to bite a little easier?
Yeah.
Catch a few?
I'll have to teach you an only new trick.
Yeah, that's what I want. Somebody to help me out.
You know that we could come after leaving.